Interbet podcast for the Tuesday meeting at Kenilworth. The first race is off at 12:05. A maiden juvenile plate for fillies over 1,000 meters. Now Nebulous is probably best of the raced horses, preferred over Swift Serenity and Penny's Choice. But there are lots of first timers here who are to be respected based on some attractive pedigrees. So a market watch is advised. The same would apply in the second race. It's a maiden juvenile plate over 1,200 meters. There are lots of first-timers to consider. Bugle Boy, Man of Consequence, and number 12. Diogenes have shown nice form on their debut runs, and they're eligible to improve. But the pick for me is Chance Encounter. Vercingetorix colt out of the excellent sprinter Champery ran on really well behind in a timely manner, despite being restless early on. Andre Nell, Cornet Author, drawn towards the inside with the expected progression, Chance Encounter could be the business. The third race is an open maiden and Boundless Love. It's got the top speed figure of 84, which he earned in December of last year, over the course and distance on a soft track. So very similar circumstances. Cape Captain is a lightly weighted filly who comes into the reckoning. Superhero for the Nell stable is a well-bred Futura out of Nona in Command and has shown enough to suggest that he can come to light in a race like this. Beyond those mentioned, Charlie Bucket and Jouer de Flute are worth considering, but Boundless Love may well be the answer if you can run back to that figure of 84. The fourth, well, sure, this is where it starts to get really difficult. It's a class 4 over 1,400 meters, and there are many with chances. The shortlist comprises Kelp Forest, Industrial Strength, Pilot Flame, Boogie Fied, and then towards the outside, Happy Days. Winter Pearl has got it all to do from draw 14. Heel and Soul is not impossible. Devil of Saints is probably a trifecta and quartet horse. Kepona Lacedi with the excellent Apprentice Plakis is another who could sneak into the money. My pick is Pilot Flame, who was injudiciously ridden last time, just went too hard in a sprint. She goes very well for Richard Fourie. And that penultimate, where she got a speed figure of around 94, would be good enough to shape at this class level. So Pilot Flame appeals as an each-way touch. Race 5 is over 1,600 meters. Mela Strength finished off nicely last time with blinkers behind Happy Verse. Fourie riding. There are a whole bunch of others. Midway will be a threat racing handy. Ozark on back form is a factor. Issy Creo has done well in these low-level races. State Capital is an interesting long shot on back form. And then those drawn towards the outside, St. Bridget, Cosmic Rhythm, also not hopeless cases. The sixth is the strongest race on the card. 1,600 meters, there's plenty of speed here. Aspect, Call to Unite, the Grey King, all like to race handy. So who's going to benefit from a strong early pace? Well, Captain West might be a query over a torridly run mile, but you can't leave him out based on some good past performances. Bel Canto Dream, I think, should go really well. That was a nice run despite adverse circumstances behind Pinot Grigio. But if you're making a case for Bel Canto Dream, then Tenpenny comes into the reckoning, has similar claims. Future Turn doesn't do a lot of winning, but will get a nice setup and has competitive speed figures. The same applies to Katsu, who comes back after 2 months off track and now steps up in class. I mentioned the pacemakers, the Grey King, Call to Unite, and Aspect. I can't really see them being around at the finish if they go too hard too early, but predicting the pace is not always that easy. It's a really tricky race, this. My shortlist would be 1, 5, 6, and 7. Race 7, 2,200 meters for all horses with a net rating of 69 and below. So the average merit rating is 60. So it's a weak field. Caution is advised. Baton Rouge is well overdue to crack a third career win, and that would be the top choice over Beer with the Boys, who should relish this test of stamina. Sansa Stark won well enough over the course and distance, but this filly is not the most reliable. Beyond those that I've mentioned, Summer Night City could be a factor. Twice the Master is competitive at this class level. And even number 9, Gold Index. Two wins have come on soft ground, and that's exactly what will apply. Hard Race, the shortlist, 1, 3, and maybe 5. Race 8, very, very weak field. Average merit rating, 57. Caution is advised here. 7, 2, 4, 3, 10, and 9. Golden Ideal, Country Time, Champagne Mac, Winter on the Green, Electric Feels, Try Me, all have chances. I seldom advocate using the all button and taking the field. Strategically, that sometimes can be a waste of resources, but here it might actually be the prudent play. Something's going to win this almost by default, and it's very hard to know who that may be. The 9th is a class 4. Now, this is an interesting race. Flying Finley got a figure of 96. Could be a really well above average young sprinter for Paul Reeves. Is opposed by Bluff on Bluff and the US of A and Counter Attack, who finished behind it last time. And this should be a good race. And then for Trifecta and Quartet players, 3, 5, 8, and 7, all about Owl, Madge, Apollo, Lucy Rocket, and Escarpment can be used in the lower slots. Challenging racing, the track will be soft. There's some competitive handicaps. You're going to have to pick your spots carefully. But as always, there's potential on these tough cards.